Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic. Tune in. Each episode of Work Lab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out Work Lab, that's WORKLAB, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It's Tuesday, June 28th, and we are here trying to, I think, hold hands, Mark, but also kind of take the temperature of people. Have you felt like people are calm or not so calm about this recent downturn of the last, let's call it 10, 12 weeks? How do you think people are hanging in there in the Jill on Money, Eye on Money communities?
Based on what I'm seeing in the inbox, I'm leaning not so calm.
Not so calm. Interesting. All right. And we usually have pretty calm people. That's what I think. So if our people aren't calm, bad news out there. Let's kind of demystify this for everyone. These are bad times. And if you feel anxious, you're kind of normal. You shouldn't just be like, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, you do have to pay attention to this stuff, and it probably is making you a little crazy. And the good news is you don't have to go through that alone. We are here to work with you, to guide you, and maybe to help you make better financial decisions or prevent you from doing something that you could potentially regret. Maybe you won't regret it, but maybe you would. And so we really do encourage you to join us on the air. The way that you do that is you go to our website, and our website is jillonmoney.com. And on that website, you will see a contact us button. You click the button, you tell us what's going on. By the way, if you're just going to send us the email, then give us lots of details, you know, how old you are and how much money you make and what your goal is and the question we're trying to answer for you. And what's been especially important, especially in these times, is that it's really critical that you tell us how much money you need, because it's one thing to be kind of nuts about what's going on just in general, because it is kind of scary and crazy making. But to understand how this impacts you, we have to get to the real core issue. How much money do you need from your investment account every year? Or do you need it at all? And when do you need it? So that's the critical question that you're going to ask yourselves. And when you send us your note, you'll ask us and you just give us that detail. Today, we are talking to Kate, who's on the line from Austin. And before we went on the air, Kate told us that she took an awesome travel gap year. And so you were back to reality for COVID. And so here you are a couple of years later. And what's going on, Kate? How can we help you out?
Yes, here I am and very excited to talk to y'all. I am wondering two things. So am I on track from a retirement perspective with where I'm at now? And I am looking at potentially buying property in the next 6 to 12 months as part of my retirement planning strategy. Would love to get your take on that as well.
Okay, great. So tell us about yourself.
I am 35 and I have a wonderful boyfriend, so only single from a tax perspective. So I earn $215,000 gross, and 60% of that is from bonus, so it's taxed at a higher rate. Currently, I have about $50,000 in savings in a money market, $20,000 in a brokerage, and then I will inherit about $25,000 from a brokerage as well.
Is that because someone has already passed away, or that is due to you because in the future at some point?
They've already passed away.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, sorry about that.
Thank you.
Okay, so just on the $215,000, are you maxing out your retirement contributions?
I am, and that is, since I started listening to you guys, I switched it to Roth.
Got it. Perfect. How much is in the traditional 401k right now?
So that is $120,000, and 15% of that is Roth right now.
Great. And do you have any other assets? Like, do you own a residence with the boyfriend, or are you guys renting? What's happening?
We're renting.
Okay. How much is the rent right now?
It's my place. It's $2,000 a month.
And are you splitting this, or are you guys living together, or you have separate dwellings?
Separate dwellings.
Okay. Well, that's why you're so happy together. as soon as you move in, things get more complicated. In the brokerage, where is that held?
I was in the process of moving most of it into an index. So it's about 50-50 securities and index.
Okay. But all stock?
Yes.
Do you work at a place where you get company stock?
I do. So I have the former long-term incentive plan. I am due to get probably $25,000 after taxes at the beginning of the year. And then I get a grant of RSUs every year. And so that matures maybe like about $6,000 annually, but that'll start stacking.
Okay, great. And what's this property investment? Is this a primary residence or is this rental? What are you thinking about?
I'm just starting to kind of explore, but it would ultimately become an investment property that I would rent out. Potentially live in it to start. So I'm looking at either a small single family or a condo with a couple bedrooms.
How much would this cost you?
I can afford, I think, probably up to a $600,000 mortgage, but I'd probably be more comfortable with something between $400,000 and $500,000.
To pay for that, you would have the inheritance, the long-term incentive stock, the brokerage account. So that's 20, 40, 65. So we still need some more money. Would you just blow out the money from the money market?
Yeah, I'd probably do that. I mean, in 6 to 12 months, I with my bonus, I'd probably be able to put minimum 30 to 60 away.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you going to buy this, let's not even call it investment property for now. Just like, you're going to buy this place for yourself, or are you going to split it with a boyfriend?
For myself.
Are you hell bent on doing this, or are you just kind of like, maybe? Like, what's your game plan? Like, what if mortgage rates stay high, and what if affordability, like, just you can't get what you want? You're okay renting?
Yeah, I am happy. I'm living well within my means. So I'd be happy to continue. I'm not so happy about the 6-5% rates that I'm seeing right now. So yeah.
It does change the calculation. How's your cash flow right now? You mean you make a bunch of money, you put money in retirement, forgetting about the long-term incentive, those chunks of money, but like just on your income, are you saving a bunch of money every month beyond those grants, the RSUs, as well as the long-term incentive plan?
Yeah, I think I've built up this savings from after I came back from overseas in the last like 18 months or so. So I can put a decent amount. It's not monthly because my base is relatively low, but every quarter I get about 15 after my contributions to my 401k. So I can put that away.
So, wow, that's great. So you mean you're putting away, like, that's when you said some like around 60 grand, you could put, let's call it, I don't know, 50 to 60 grand a year away in just your excess savings, right?
Yep, just in cash.
That's awesome. All right. This is so easy. The original question, yes, you're on track. If you're buying the property within 6 to 12 months, it just really has to make sense. I don't kill yourself to buy something immediately. You're in a hot market. Interest rates are high. The hottest markets could start to cool. I don't know how much Austin's going to cool. Like, I mean, it could certainly is going to slow down. Are we going to see a price drop in a place like Austin? Maybe. I mean, there would have to be something going on in the economy generally that's pretty significant. And more significant than what's going on right now. And the reason I say that is that, you know, there's so many companies that have moved down to the Austin area that it seems like it's almost like you're living in this huge university town and a huge hub town, right? For technology and other companies. So it's like this flow of people that are just sucking up all the housing inventory. So, I mean, if you find something and you want to make it work, then I think it'll be fine. I think you're very wise because you are living within your means. You're very wise to understand how much freedom that gives you and that you don't have to do something. My fear for you is that everything is going fantastically well, but that you get itchy in 8 months and you're like, oh God, I can't do it. And you just buy $1 million place because you probably could have, like you said, you can probably afford it. Okay. I would be really reticent to do something like that. So just be careful that you're not reaching. Again, housing market's turning over nationally. You'll be able to tell me in 6 months what's going on in Austin. And if there's some opportunity and you want to pull the trigger, and I wouldn't even think of it as investment property. I would just think like, I'm going to keep this property. I want to live here and see what comes next after that. Because again, if you're lucky enough and you're able to buy something and it works for you and you can stay in there for 5 or 7 or 10 years, great. Don't sacrifice because your rent is low enough right now that you can do whatever you want and you can fund lots of retirement stuff. Do you think, you think it's going to be like a long-term thing? We're going to have some kids. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really long-term.
All right. Just making sure. I don't want him to screw up our plans. Is he financially secure?
Yes.
Is he more secure? Because he already would be much more attractive to me if he were.
He's a even better saver than me.
Oh, I love that. Two savers. Okay. Well, this is all great. I think you are totally on track and I think you're doing a great job. And, you know, the less complicated, the better. You're doing exactly what you should be doing. And that's it. I mean, you don't really need insurance right now. When you guys decide to have children, you'll probably avail yourself of insurance. You will maybe get a little estate planning done. And is there anything that I've left out for you?
I don't think so. I was just so excited to come and talk to y'all. Thank you so much.
I like that you say y'all. You know, when people say that and they're not from the South or they're not from, you know, the Southwest, it drives me insane. Feels like it's very natural to you. So thank you for saying that.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. If you've got a financial question, if you want to know whether or not you're on the right track, if you're considering buying property, why don't you give us a holler? Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and we will get your note. Give us as much information as you possibly can. Don't forget to let us know if you want to come on the air live, okay? You can follow us wherever you find your podcast. You should check out our other show. It's called Jill on Money, and we drop those episodes every single day. Here at Eye on Money, we drop episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we are distributed by Paramount Global. Mark Tallercio is our quiet co-host and executive producer today because I'm trying to give him a break. And leave us a rating and a review on Apple. It helps us out. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. It's going to make that person feel better. It's going to make you feel better. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.